Okay, sir, for the record, may I please have your name and your title?
Jacob Phillips, and I teach women's self-defense classes.
And Jacob, I understand that you're going to be teaching a women's self-defense class in the local area coming up soon. What can you tell us about that? When will it be, and what will it entail?
Well, the class is September 8th. It's 6:30 to 8:30. It's a two-hour class, and it's kind of unique. It's not what you would think about in traditional women's self-defense class. Basically, you learn one move for 2 hours, and by the time it's done, you are kind of able to defend against almost anything from knives, guns, punches, tackles, things like that. We just keep it pretty simple, learn one move, and it's kind of based on what your body wants to do naturally anyway, so it's kind of unique.
That definitely sounds unique indeed. Now, will women kind of have any kind of idea as far as, you know, maybe some submission moves or something to, you know, maybe kind of subdue their opponent a little bit so that way they can get away?
Yeah, no, I teach a lot of it's defensive because I think they try to dominate fights instantaneously. And so, but at the same time, I don't want them just learning completely defensive stuff. So we do have an offensive move that we do, and that's done to kind of create space and try to get away. But it's possible, but it's not realistic to necessarily try to hurt somebody that's much bigger and stronger than you. So, you know, I have a background in judo, and this is probably about the simplest way to just get somebody knocked over so you can create that space and get away.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. It's more about, you know, creating a safe environment for everybody involved while at the same time preventing something catastrophic from happening. So I totally agree with what you're saying. Now, Mr. Phillips, as far as, you know, this class goes, are there any others that you will be teaching, like, in the areas as far as, like, maybe a continuing class where women might learn something a little bit different?
Well, I do the concealed carry classes, but I don't necessarily plan on doing one. I don't have one scheduled. What I kind of like to do is keep it real simple and, you know, come back in and maybe offer another class for the same thing for people that missed it. You know, we're thinking about putting together some kind of PowerPoint thing for kind of the more of the mental aspect to it, but we don't have that together at this time.
All right, Mr. Phillips, I got to ask, what target demographic age range of women do you feel are maybe the most vulnerable for these kind of, I guess, attacks is the best word I can think of to use. What kind of age range for women do you think are most vulnerable for those?
No, I think it varies a lot. I think when you look statistically and realistically, most incidents, most violence against women is domestic. So obviously there's no real age range there. It's really impossible to say. I mean, I think probably teenage up to 50s and 60s is tend to what we see in reports and things.
All right. Uh-huh. And Mr. Phillips, as far as, you know, I just kind of want to briefly touch the topic of children here for a second. Now, do you think there would be any kind of classes that could be formed in order to maybe help teach children some simple basic self-defense?
Yeah, this stuff is basic enough for kids. That's part of the beauty of it is that simple. But I think with kids, typically most of the bullying and things that goes on with them, while I'm not opposed to them learning physical defensive tactics and things like that, a lot of it is psychological in nature. But if I was going to do a class with them, it would essentially be the same material. This stuff is basically gender neutral. It just works well with women's self-defense because everybody tends to attack people the same way.
I understand and I completely agree. Now, Mr. Phillips, is there anything else about the self-defense in general that you would like to add that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to say this, you know, I have 15 years of experience as a police officer. I have 21 years of martial arts experience. This class is based on seeing what is really needed, and it's not kind of a theoretical thing. It's this is what happens every day, and this is what I believe can make people a lot safer.
I couldn't agree more. I totally agree with you. Now, Mr. Phillips, how do people go about signing up for this class?
Well, they can go contact the church, which is the Lexington United Methodist Church. Gosh, I don't have the phone number in front of me. They can, but the number they can call is 816-394-3957, or they can go check out my website. And that's kctacticaldefense.com.
All right, Mr. Phillips, as far as I just totally lost my train of thought. I apologize. I'm trying to write at the same time, and it doesn't work. Let's see. Okay, so at the Lexington United Methodist Church, and don't worry, we do have the phone number for that here at the station, so that'll work out. That'll work out fine in that one. All right, now, is there any last-minute thoughts that you'd like to add as far as, you know, the self-defense in general goes?
Yeah, I mean, I would just in general self-defense.
Yes, or, you know, is maybe some words of encouragement for some people out there who are kind of thinking, you know, should I or shouldn't I? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say most of self-defense is honestly just making good decisions and not ending up in bad situations. But, you know, a lot of the classes and things you take or the advice you get is just to look confident or to, you know, make eye contact or these things like that. And I think it's really hard to fake confidence. What this class does is it kind of gives you a real skill set to where, you know, you kind of have some real confidence when something happens. And I think that's important.
All right, Mr. Phillips, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to call on us this afternoon and speaking with us about this, because it is something that's very important that, you know, just basic, simple skills should be, you know, utilized by everyone, or at least they should have the basic know-how in order to defend themselves in case a situation were to ever arise. So I certainly appreciate you calling in with that information.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
All right.